President Ali, who is also the current chairman of the Caribbean Community, highlighted that of 2020, less than 0.1% of African exports are destined for the Caribbean. Moreover, the share exports from Africa to the Caribbean has been consistently declining since 2015. The president further notes that the Caribbean's exports to Africa have also displayed a similar trend, adding that trade between the two regions is highly concentrated around primary minerals. However, in order for this to increase, certain issues need to be addressed.
We have to fix the trade barriers. We have to fix the issues of transport and logistics. We have to fix the rules between ourselves that will help to stimulate trade and advance trade between our countries.
According to the Guyanese head of state, such improvements can contribute to achieving food security and other key objectives.
And when you look at our region population, you may say that our population is very small. But what we give to Africa, to investors from Africa, is access to a market of over 400 million people in which we have trade arrangement and trade agreement.
Pointing to aquaculture as an example, the president said that the aquaculture market in the U.S. is $4 billion annually, and Guyana is among the most competitive countries when it comes to aquaculture and the production of fish products for the U.S. market.
You have the know-how, you have the technology, we have the land, we have the competitive advantage. What if we merge? What if we merge? And for us to do this, we have to think outside of the box. We have to look beyond the traditional areas that we have looked at. And the Caribbean and Guyana presents this very important opportunity for you here.
Additionally, President Ali emphasized that Africa and the Caribbean can collaborate on other critical issues such as climate security and energy security. Reporting for NCN News, I'm Tracy Romalo.